From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
Last May, I found myself at the 13th Annual Northern California Golden State Choral Competition. 10 Northern California high schools sent both a chamber choir and a larger concert choir to sing 3 songs each. The prizes appeared to be modest trophies, a lot of cheering, and a chance to perform before their peers. Frankly, I was astonished by the quality of music being produced by the public high schools in our state. The precision, variety, and musicianship was truly astounding. 2 choirs sang intricate pieces with their eyes closed, holding hands and producing perfectly timed harmonies while their director simply stood and listened. There were serious traditional pieces in German, Latin, and French, touching multicultural pieces like It Takes a Village, and novelty pieces during which kazoos suddenly appeared. All showed the signs of hours of hard work, concentration, and dedication. Perhaps the most memorable moment came at the end when all of the approximately 1,000 young men and women sang the same piece, a 19th-century German art song. Imagine being surrounded by 1,000 trained singers filling the space with romantic harmonies of longing. Fabulous as all this was, what really has stayed with me and what I've been sharing with all my friends is the demeanor of these young people. You know what kids today are like, right? Think again. These high school students in their formal jackets and long dresses were focused, attentive, and joyful. They whooped and cheered with wild abandon for each winning choir, then became instantly silent when a performance was to begin. Disciplined action, group hugs, and grateful cheers for aging teachers were the order of the evening. I came away wishing that more students could experience the joy of working hard together to create a sublime aesthetic experience. I also came away with a new respect for what some of our high schools are accomplishing, even in these beleaguered times. With a perspective, I'm Nancy LaCourte.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.